The Stark County Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's help finding a missing woman. 70-year-old Sarah Jo Tetrowett was last seen around 6 a.m. Thursday in the 6800 block of Sun Valley Avenue Northeast in Plain Township. She left on foot in an unknown direction and does not have a phone or vehicle. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Stark County Sheriff's Office at 330-430-3800. A woman is sentenced after a crash in Perry Township that killed a bicyclist. 32-year-old Margaret Five, Perry Township, pleaded guilty Thursday to aggravated vehicular homicide, failure to stop after an accident, OVI, and driving without a license. 32-year-old Timothy Coverdale of Canton was riding home from work October 31st when he was rear-ended on Whipple Avenue Northwest. Five was given a prison term of 6 to 9 years. A Barberton man accused of killing a Canton man is found not guilty. Summit County Common Pleas Judge Mary Margaret Rollins acquitted 26-year-old Justice Oney of murder, abduction, and felonious assault in the April 2025 death of 25-year-old Nathan Flight. Rollins heard the evidence and returned a verdict in the bench trial Thursday. The defense claimed Oney acted in self-defense after Flight approached him with a knife during a domestic dispute. A former Alliance Community Hospital chaplain is appealing his 25 to 27-year prison sentence in a child pornography case. 38-year-old Nicholas Sabella filed an appeal with the 7th District Court, challenging both his guilty plea and sentence. Sabella pleaded guilty in May to 56 counts of pandering obscenity involving a minor and was sentenced last month in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court. His attorney argues the plea was not knowingly, intelligently, or voluntarily made. Stark County voters will decide the fate of several levies on the November 3rd ballot. Among them is the renewal of Sardis quarter percent sales tax. Also up for renewal is the 2 mil levy for the county library district, as well as a 0.3 mil additional levy. The Alliance School District is seeking a renewal of a 2 mil permanent improvement levy. The Sandy Valley School District has a renewal of a 2.3 mil tax. Lexington Township is asking voters to approve a 1.5 mil additional road levy, while Nimishillen Township is seeking an additional 3 mil fire levy. The filing deadline for issues and nonpartisan candidates was Wednesday. Shearer's Foods says its corporate headquarters will remain in downtown Massillon, despite the building being up for sale. The Independent reports the snack food company has signed a lease extension that will keep its offices on Lincoln Way East through September 2032. City officials say the property sale will not affect Shearer's operations or its presence in Massillon. The four-story office building has been home to the company's headquarters since 2012. Carnation Days continue at Beach Creek Gardens as part of the Carnation Festival today from 10 to 4. Tours of the Haynes House and Mabel Hartzell Home continue. Days in the Park continues from 4 to 9 with the pet show at the J.C. Shelter at 6. Music is provided at 6 by the band In Like Flynn. Governor Mike DeWine has authorized disaster relief for 13 Ohio counties affected by severe storms March 11th through the 16th. The funding will help cover debris removal, emergency protective measures, and certain storm damage repairs in counties including Carroll, Holmes, Knox, Licking, Tuscarawas, and Van Wert. The state disaster relief program provides reimbursement when storm losses qualify for state aid but fall short of the threshold for federal assistance. A new court date has been set for a man charged in the death of a 2-year-old child in Columbiana County. 20-year-old Seth Hildebrand will appear for a pretrial hearing in Common Pleas Court September 4th after his August 14th hearing was rescheduled due to a scheduling conflict. Hildebrand has pleaded not guilty to involuntary manslaughter and endangering children. Investigators say the child suffered a fatal brain injury while in his care in Middleton Township in December 2024. Salem voters will decide in November whether to renew funding for the city's Parks Department. Council has approved placement of a 1.3 mil recreational levy on the ballot. The 5-year renewal would continue generating about $166,000 a year. Emergency crews rescued a teenage girl who was injured while hiking with family members near Lanterman's Mill in Mill Creek Park Thursday. The extent of her injuries has not been released. Responders found the teen on an embankment near the Lanterman's Mill covered bridge after she fell and was unable to climb back up. EMTs used a stretcher to carry her up the ravine before taking her by ambulance to a hospital. A woman accused in the fatal shooting of a motorcycle rider in Youngstown has been indicted by a Mahoning County grand jury. 26-year-old Kayla Dawson is facing voluntary manslaughter and felonious assault charges, both with firearm specifications. Prosecutors say the charges stem from the April 28th shooting death of 25-year-old Kyrie Hornbuckle on North Maryland Avenue. Police say Hornbuckle was shot while riding his motorcycle with his 3-year-old son, who was not hurt. Dawson remains in the county jail on $1 million bond. A man accused in a recent Youngstown robbery and police escape has been indicted on multiple felony charges. 32-year-old Dion Taylor faces 2 counts each of aggravated robbery and kidnapping, along with escape, grand theft of a motor vehicle, and theft charges. Police say Taylor was arrested in June in connection with a robbery on Mahoning Avenue, then ran from a police cruiser while handcuffed. Taylor was previously sentenced for making bomb threats against downtown Youngstown buildings in 2021. Police say there is no threat to the public after a death investigation at Churchill Park in Liberty Township. Police and the Trumbull County Coroner's Office are investigating the death. Officials have have not released the person's identity or details about how or when the death occurred. The investigation continues. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.